We are In Radio.
Hello and welcome to the SRA show on In Radio. You're listening to Daisy Smith. I'm part of the student radio station for the University of Westminster's Smoke Radio. And today's show is all about the student radio chart. Each week, student radio stations take their turn to present the top 20 tracks that have been popular with you and reveal who's received the coveted number one spot. As we are coming to the end of another academic year, it's time to take a look back at some of the best bits. So, for the next 20 minutes, we'll be hearing from Livewire, Leeds Student Radio, and One Media Group in Staffordshire. We'll also be revealing the SRA chart's top 5 favourite tracks from the past year, voted for by you. But first, we're heading to Sheffield's Forge Radio.
The Student Radio Chart Show.
The Student Radio Chart Show.
Networked across the UK with the Student Radio Association.
Who will be this week's number one?
Number one. One.
The Student Radio Chart Show.
Good afternoon. It is 3 p.m. and you are listening to the SRA Chart Show on Forge Radio. I'm Maddie Barber and I'm here for the next 2 hours with Mr. Zach Bragg.
That's right. We've got the top 20 tunes from the SRA chart coming up all live here in Sheffield.
This is the SRA Chart Show, broadcasting live from the Forge Radio studio in the heart of the Steel City, the city that brought you the Arctic Monkeys, Pulp and Human League. Bringing you the hottest new tracks and the ones to watch until 5 p.m. The Student Radio Chart Show Hot Pick.
Coming up, we've got an interview and a chat with Jack Garrett later, but first, our hot pick.
So every week we have a hot pick. This week we have gone for Quartz, and they have been a regular feature on our playlist over the past few months, and they've been rising up the place. They've been our track of the week, and they're from Essex. They're quite upbeat, so without further ado, here is Quartz with Glass Half Empty.
We've been delving around online and have found some interesting stories about musicians from their childhood and teenage years. So, Zach, it's time to test your pop knowledge. I'm going to tell you a story about a musician when they were younger, and what you have to do is match the pop star to the story. So, next question. Whose nickname at school was Mirage because they skipped lessons so often? Was it A, Bruno Mars, B, Mariah Carey, or C, Craig David? So the rebel at school here. Playing truant.
I'm going to go with Mariah Carey, because that's what my gut's telling me.
Your gut's telling you Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
As always.
Yeah.
That's right, actually.
Hooray, I got one right.
Yeah, indeed. A couple of weeks ago, Forge Radio's Jess Dawson went to go meet Jack Garrett ahead of the release of that album. And here is what he had to say.
Broadcasting live.
In the Union and across campus.
We are Forge Radio, and this is your university soundtrack.
So don't try.
So, Sheffield's second night of your tour.
Yeah.
Have you been to Sheffield much before?
Not that I'm aware of. I think I've ever ventured my way into Sheffield to do a show. But it's been great. I've kind of been here all day. And it feels good. It's a little bit of a whirlwind at the moment.
But... Did you have any sort of awkward phases growing up?
I grew my hair out so it was big and afro-like. Kind of, I tried way too hard to impress people who just didn't need impressing. As a kid, yeah, that was my awkward phase. I mean, everyone has their awkward phase around that time. I feel like I'm in a good phase currently. I don't feel awkward at the moment. I feel comfortable enough.
So, when did the beard phase start?
It's just a beard. I don't get what the big fuss about it is. I stopped shaving accidentally for about 2 months and didn't realise that I'd stopped shaving. And my friend started saying, "Are you growing a beard?" And I went, "Yes." And that's literally how I wish the story was so much bigger and better than it is, because I think people expect it to be this great moment where I put my fist down one day and went, "No, I will grow a beard." And it's not what happened. I just have one. Like, I don't, yeah.
It's a glorious beard.
Well, thank you very much.
I think the message was passed on quite successfully there. Let's move on from the beard. Let's talk about another phase.
Okay.
When was it in your life that you sort of thought, you know what, this music thing, I can do this music thing?
I never really had that moment. More than anything, I just pursued what I wanted to do with my life, which was music. I wanted to, when I was a kid, know that I could grow up and have made something of myself.
So what we've done is had a little look through the archive of Kanye's tweets, and we've come up with the game Kanye or Kanye Not.
Brilliant.
So what I'm going to do, Zach, is I'm going to read some tweets to you.
Okie dokie.
And if you think that Kanye tweeted these tweets, then you have to say if you think he did or he didn't. If you get it correct, you'll hear this noise.
Kanye. Kanye.
And if you get it wrong, you'll hear this noise. It's 1 a.m. and I can't stop thinking about myself. Is that Kanye or Kanye Not? At 1 a.m, do you think that's what Kanye's thinking about?
I honestly do, so I'm going to go Kanye.
You're going to go for Kanye. Well, that is correct.
Sheffield is famous for three things: stainless steel, snooker, and Sean Bean.
Winter is coming.
Hang on. Did we forget something? You have just stepped into a hotbed of sound, the very lifeblood of Sheffield. And over the course of your time at university, Forge Radio will guide you through your musical awakening, showcasing top new music, some old favourites, and championing the best of the local scene. This is your university soundtrack.
This is Forge Radio.
To keep up to date with everything Sheffield, follow at Forge Radio. Next, we're staying up north. Here are some of the best bits from One Media Group's chart show. These guys weren't too sure on the sample in 99 Souls, The Girl Is Mine.
Excuse me, can I please talk to you for a minute?
Coming in at number 9, that was The Girl Is Mine by 99 Souls. That is a mashup of Destiny's Child, Girl, which was released in 2004, and Brandy and Monica's The Boy Is Mine, which was released in 1998.
Right.
Before we do that, I'm glad that's over and done with.
We hear that song quite a lot.
Yeah,
don't we?
I'm not a fan. I'm not the biggest fan of that song. Not the biggest fan in the world.
But no, I've just got a little theory about these.
It's not even a theory. It's more of a burden with you.
Yeah, it seems to me a lot of music coming out lately is just remixes of late 90s tracks.
This is my big issue with chart
that,
music.
There was that song, The Party.
That is an issue.
It was an issue.
The Zach track, which is two 90s tracks. And there was the one, was it the R. Kelly track?
Yeah, I think so.
I can't remember which one it was. But yeah, that was one as well.
So many. So many.
Oh, don't get me wrong, they're good songs. I personally like that song.
Yeah, but still, like...
I do. Sorry, James.
Sorry, James.
I haven't an issue with the song. I've just heard it that many times now and it gets stuck in my head. As in, I'm already currently going through the... Na, na, na. There's that little bit now and I'm just like... That's me done for the night.
Also, you know what freaks me out? I'm pretty sure it says "That Girl Is Mine" in the song, but the
That's
song's called
"The Girl Is Mine." The Girl Is Mine is a Michael Jackson song as well.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
There we go.
OMG, full of fun facts.
Fun fact number 7.
Is it featuring Paul McCartney, that song?
It is. Yes. Yes, it is.
It's time for number 17 on the Student Radio Association chart show. This is Sigma. It is Sigma. Featuring Rita Ora, this is Coming Home on One Media Radio.
That was Coming Home by Sigma with Rita Ora featuring.
Do you want to explain the Sigma thing?
Yes, okay, so the reason why Tom kept going Sigma, I get it.
Good.
It's because... Earlier on, I was like, oh, it's Sigala. No, it's not. It's Sigma. Mm. So that was by Sigma. I promise.
That is the right one, probably.
Yeah. I get that now. Sorry, I've just had... You know, we just have that realisation that I said that before we went on air, so that didn't make sense when I was saying that then.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yes.
Follow OMG Staff for more information on student life in Staffordshire. You're listening to the SRA show on In Radio this Friday. Get in touch with us by tweeting at @WeAreInRadio and at SRA. Now heading over to Leeds Student Radio, who managed to secure an interview with their hot pick choice, Wheezy Jefferson.
The Student Radio Chart Show Hot Pick.
Hello, Wheezy Jefferson. Are you all right?
I'm good, thanks. I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. Pretty excited. You're no stranger to this station, that's for sure. We first met back in November when you played at our live event Selected.
Mm-hmm.
You've been back for interviews. You've mm-hmm. been on our One Extra Takeover show.
Yep.
And now you are our hot pick for this week's Student Radio Chart Show.
I appreciate that.
And you're live in over 30 different student radio stations across
wow.
the UK.
Wow.
No pressure. How does that feel, though, to be selected for this?
It's great, man. Anytime you can reach a wider audience with some material that you believe in, it's a good opportunity.
And for those who do not know you, can you explain what you do?
I'm Wheezy Jefferson, and I'm an MC from Leeds. I've been releasing music for quite a while now. I've basically been sort of creating hip-hop music for quite a while, sort of trying to put a bit more of a message, a bit more of my thoughts into the lyrics.
So, we've chosen your track, Stop the Sky from Falling, featuring Bianca Gerald and Juice and Charger, as our hot pick.
Yeah, yeah.
It's such a banger and easily one of the most played tracks on this station. And the track was also featured on BBC Radio 1 Extra, mm-hmm. BBC Introducing. How does it feel to hear that track you're in that you've made on the radio?
It feels great, as I was saying, like, just to see something that you believe in so much to actually gaining so much support. And it feels great, and especially with this track, it's got a really important message. I feel like that's how we actually linked up to create the track. It was that we just sort of met on a mutual vibe. Everybody kind of understood something that we all wanted to say at the same time, and the track was just the perfect way to put it across, so any opportunities after that to perform it or to release it, we've sort of just been running with it, and it's just great to be getting so much support from you guys.
How important do you think chart success is for an artist trying to make it?
It's definitely a great opportunity for anybody. I suppose it depends what you're going for, where you're coming from, what you actually want to gain out of the situation. Some people want to be signed, some people want to stay independent, and aren't really looking to release to wider and wider audiences, things like that. Some people are happy to get their cult following and just keep feeding that cult following with good music. So it's not necessarily about getting something into the charts, it's about creating more material that's of a higher quality or something like that. I suppose for me, I kind of sit somewhere in between. I mean, it's not the most important thing to get on a chart, but for example, when you guys have sort of playlisted our track and things like that, it feels amazing, it's great support. I don't know, it makes you feel good about your work, it helps you to carry on.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. It makes you feel appreciated, and we really appreciate it. I mean, we love that track, and we'll play it after this. Can you describe the Leeds music scene in 3 words?
Oof. Growing and evolving.
Nice. I like that.
Yeah.
That's very forward-thinking. What's the next project that you're working on?
Right, so the Mr. Nice Guy Volume 1 project.
Ooh.
It's finally here. I'm about to release it.
Sick.
I've been building up to this project for quite a while. It's been quite a while in the making. Just getting the collabs right, things like that, making sure the music sounds right, and working on the visuals as well to promote it and things like that. And as you know, there's been a lot of opportunities that have come up in the meantime that have helped to promote the project as well. So Mr. Nice Guy Volume 1 is the next project that's coming.
Wheezy Jefferson, thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
The Student Radio Chart Show, Hot Pick.
Yeah. This is Wheezy Jefferson, and you're listening to Stop the Sky from Falling with Bianca Gerald and myself, produced by Decent Charger. Yeah.
This way no more. I sat up late watching the news flash. Now I can't get it out of my mind. 29 killed in a bomb blast. There's just no reason that I can find. Leaders come, leaders go. Unrolled a broken promise. I can't leave with my back turned forever. So I will stand here with all I have. No corruption and no greed. Flowers growing out of machine guns, and everyone with enough to eat. But I woke up under heavy skies. I could hear the bells tolling. There comes a time when no more cries. Get ready. So I will stand here with all. I gotta stop the sky from falling. We just can't go.
was a little deceiving. In December, the winter was freezing. I live on the strength of my biggest achievement. Pleasuring bigger releases. Touching a sensible, innocent street kid. I'm touching 100 and I'll be the vision. Official authority figures are leeches. I need stress relief and pleasant dreams. I was raised around the best. I rest in peace. Without a Jesus peace around my neck to set me free. I'm getting refused to heaven. I know I'll be better off spreading the truth. More than a couple of us have been buried. Spitting was therapy getting us through. Back then I was blind to all the warnings. I grind to find a calling. Say my prayers and recall, cause the sky could fall in the morning.
I will stand here with all the hate. I gotta stop my God's calling. For only then we just can't wait no more. No, no, no. I will stand. I gotta stop my God's calling. For all I fail, for all I fail.
Want to find out more about LSR's Hot Pick? Then follow them on at Wheezy Jefferson 1 and at This Is LSR. Before we reveal your choice of this year's top five, let's head over to Norwich's Livewire, who presented a special Valentine's Day chart celebrating all us singletons. They also played a rather risky game of Text Your Ex.
Hi, I'm Rowan. I do accounting and finance, so if you're looking for a guy that's going to be rich and famous, it's probably not going to be me. But I'm just counting down the days until I get a date.
Hi, I'm Claire, and I broke my ankle weeing in a field.
Hi, my name's Ryan. I'd like to thank my housemate Ellen for nominating me for this prestigious honour. It is true that I filter my Tinder matches by asking them what their favourite Star Wars film is. If you say it's number two, it's a no-go.
Hello, I'm Anna, and I have a boat. I've been stranded alone at sea for far too long, so come scrub my decks and let's set sail for love.
Text the X.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
So, how's that for some sweet, sweet jazz? We're joined by Tom in the studio. Tom, you all right?
I'm very nervous about how this is going to play out.
Happy Valentine's Day. What a treat for you, eh?
It's going to be a treat for the listeners, probably not for me.
Don't worry, we are Harry and Izzy, the love doctors.
I'm going to sort you out.
I don't think anything can fix what's about to happen.
So, Tom, what we want you to do next is to text your ex, to test the waters for all of the other singles out there. And you know what? Let's do it with lyrics from songs in the chart. So I'm reckoning number 20, which was the 1975 with The Sound, might be a good shout.
I 100% agree. But for the sake of the listeners, what is the context with your ex? What's the situation as it stands?
The situation is a sour situation. She has... My Facebook has been commandeered many times and we are not on speaking terms, and it's gone to the point where her new boyfriend has actually blocked my Facebook because of what's happened in recent days.
Oh, wow.
That is some extreme she's gone to there, Tom. So, let's text that lovely lady. Okay, so the first lyric that we want you to text is "I can't believe I forgot your name," which is a good start.
Right. You sent that?
Yeah, okay. Just about, yeah.
We'll be catching up with Tom later in the show.
Tom has been very busy texting his ex-girlfriend, Hayley, who had a very, very swift response. Tom, what is your reaction to what we're looking at here?
I can really feel the hate coming through. There's a lot of sass in it. I probably deserve all of it, to be honest.
It feels like she's gone past the point of not... There's a point, there's a mid-zone where they're like, oh, I'm not going to respond. She's way beyond that, where she really actively wants you to know that you're not in her good books.
We're past the no-talking phase, and it's now the straight-up dissing phase.
Well, without further ado, we've decided that rather than let Tom read out this text, me and Harry are going to do a dramatic reading of it and just draw out his pain even more. Oh, how's this for some romance? You can really feel it in the air. So, what was the first thing? Harry's going to be playing Tom. Take it away. I'll be playing Hayley. Take
this
it away, Harry.
You, Hayley. I can't believe I forgot your name.
Huh?
What does it matter if I lie to you?
What are you on?
Don't tell me that just because you don't get it.
I don't care.
It's not about reciprocation. It's all about me.
What the f*** are you on?
I don't regret it, though. I don't regret it. I'm just glad we're over, though.
Preach! Oh, Tom.
Preach.
That is a
it's the preach.
Deep burn.
I felt it.
She preaches it.
Text the X.
I'm so happy not to be with you.
If you want to find out if Rowan is still counting down the days till his date, or want to share your passion for Star Wars with Ryan on Tinder, then give them a tweet at LiveWire1350. We're coming to the end of this week's SRA show on In Radio. But before we go, we have your top five tracks from this year's SRA chart show.
Five.
At number five, we have Sia with Alive.
Four.
At number four, a previous number one for Naughty Boy, Beyonce and Arrow Benjamin with Runnin'.
Three.
Number three is Lucas Graham with 7 Years.
Think the world is cold, or will I have a line of children who can bore me?
Two.
Just shy of that number one spot, at number two, it's Sagala with Easy Love.
One.
So that means the number one track, as voted for by you, is the 1975 with The Sound. And on that note, we've reached the end of the show. Make sure to give us a like if you enjoyed listening, and don't forget you can find all the student stations mentioned in the description box below. See you next week!
24/7 and worldwide in radio.